Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you new age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
Oh, here I am again. Hello and good evening and a happy Tuesday. I hope everybody is having a phenomenal day. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Spirit Talk Radio here with the New Age Guild. My name is Angel Thacker. I am your soul journey medium. I am one of the key contributors to the New Age Guild. And as we relaunch our Spirit Talk Radio, which has been on hiatus, as my family and I have recovered from the loss of our mother, and so we slowly pull the pieces back together, I thought it'd be really great to just launch it tonight and have a special Halloween episode to celebrate the spirit of the season. So I see we've got a lot of callers. I do readings on the air, so I'm fine with that. If you guys are fine with that, I just want to make sure that we have our I set the tone for what the expectations are in terms of being on the radio. So I do have a couple of messages. I do have a theme, and we will answer questions. Do want to make sure that everybody is courteous of everybody's time. When you have a question, I will work with you as long as I can to get the answer. But if you need more than one question answered, I encourage you to reach out to me and find me on the internet. I have a great website. You get some information to work with me one-on-one. Rather than, you know, trying to get through a source of your concerns or what you may be working through kind of over the air. At the end of the day, this is a great opportunity to make a quick connection and to, you know, have a good time. But for that deep soul work, it really helps to work with somebody over a period of time so that you can really get to what you're looking for. So I'm going to take a moment to thank everyone for being here, to invite Spirit of the Divine to come in and surround us with love and support, and ask that whomever is with us for loving support and intent and information we can both take today, and that is for our greater good. Feels so good. Haven't had a long day. I have had a long day, and I look forward to being with you tonight, knowing that I just have a couple of days here before Halloween. And Halloween is one of my favorite holidays because we have such a great time and we engage with spirit a lot. There's a lot of conversations about ghosts and hauntings and the paranormal around Halloween. And I'm always fascinated, like, why don't we just talk about it for Halloween? Why don't we talk about it the rest of the year? So I'm going to take our first caller and see who we've got tonight. And again, before I pick up the phone, I remind you, I would love to talk to you about the season and tell stories. That would be really fun besides just doing readings, because, you know, I want to have some fun too. So here we go. So who am I speaking to? Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking
Hello.
To tonight?
Hey, my name is Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. How are you tonight?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really great. Really, really
yeah.
great tonight. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
So, Maggie, have
I'm
you had any...
I'm sorry for your loss. I just wanted to tell you that.
I appreciate it. Thank you. It was a tough one. And
yeah.
I want everybody to know that, you know, grieving is a process. No matter how spiritually aware and how evolved you are, losing the physicality mm-hmm. of people is hard, right?
It
so
is.
I thank you, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. No problem. No problem.
Where are you from?
Montana.
Oh, Montana. I don't think I've ever had anybody on my show from Montana. That's amazing.
It's cold.
Is it cold right now?
Oh my God, is it ever? It's like maybe 3 degrees.
Well, we're on fire here in California, so.
Oh yeah, I've heard. Oh my gosh.
So we've got our own challenges with nature. Mother Nature's mad at everybody right now, I think. Everybody's challenged. Well, before I ask you if you have any questions, I'm going to ask you, do you have anything to share? Have you had any interesting experiences?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Tons. Well, share one of your experiences. That's the price tonight. If I want to hear some fun experiences of the season from people that we can talk about, the engagement with spirit.
I don't know which one, but okay. So your listeners are probably going to think I'm nuts, but okay. So I saw UFO.
Not my listeners. They will not. Not my listeners.
1983, I saw a UFO, and it made the front page of the newspaper, and the police were all involved, and all the residents and everything. This thing was massive, right? So, I mean, you could look up and you could see it above the tree line, but you couldn't hear anything except for like a vibrational hum.
Oh, wow.
And it was wild. So that was up in Connecticut, and so after that, I started having these dreams where, because I would tell all my friends and everything, I saw a UFO, you know, we saw it together and da-da-da, you know, and the whole town saw it. And so I started having these dreams about, like, this preacher telling me to be quiet, you know, and, like, making the motion with his finger to his mouth. And I would have that dream over and over and over.
Ooh.
And then, I know, it was just bizarre. And then after that, I'm standing in the friend that saw it with me was a guy's friend, and I was standing in his sliding glass door area looking out into the night with the screen pulled, you know, the door was open with the screen, and it was a summer night, and this big ball of light came from out of nowhere, like the sky. And I thought at first when it was coming to me on this porch, on the deck, like I thought it was maybe a car light from the next street over because it was up on the hill. And I thought, oh, that's probably a car light, you know. And then I'm watching it, and it's like coming right at me. Well, it came right in the door and went right through me and right through the house and out the front windows. And his parents stood up and were like, what was that? What was that? And I said, I don't know, but it just went right through me, you know? But that wasn't very long after I saw the UFO, so I thought that was pretty cool.
So far, you have the probably the grooviest story I've heard yet today. The paranormal, in terms of the world of the paranormal, which is the new buzzword around, you know, ghost stories and all kinds of stuff. UFOs are part of that process. Now, a lot of people believe that there's a connection between the vibration of the UFO, entities.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting that it's the same conversation. And then you're saying that that you had this additional experience. And what I can tell you, Maggie, is that you are a being that's connected. I can feel it in your energy. You probably have had lots of experiences
of seeing interesting
things, being in contact, things trying to tell you stuff, because you're like a conduit. And when you are a conduit, and we don't get to choose, right? We wake up, we're like, oh great, I'm a tunnel of a contact. I didn't want to be that. You know, we don't get to choose. We wake up one day.
Oh yeah, I have had so much happen to me, like I don't even know what it is. I mean, I can surmise and talk and read and research and all that, but who really knows? I mean, I've had like high vibrational things come to me in my sleep as well, and like wake me. And nine, I can count how many times it's happened to me, 9 times, and each time I'm like, no.
You're fighting it, right?
Saying no.
Yeah, because there's a part of you that's like, I don't really know if I want this trip, right? And,
right,
I understand.
No.
I understand. I went through a process myself personally where I fought and I, you know, I ran away from, you know, my process until I finally was like, okay, I get it. I surrender. This is what I'm put here for. Cause they keep coming. They're like the guests that won't go away. They're like, wait a minute. This is what God put you here for. Come on, let's do this. And it's hard. And so the question I have for you is, you know, what did you plan to do about it? Cause it's a natural gift for you. It's not something where you have to go take a class with somebody. You have to go develop you are a natural conduit. And everybody that's here now, that's been placed here as a conduit, has been placed here for a reason because of where we are in our planetary evolution. And if you are a conduit that can connect with and be the purveyor of information from vibrational beings, not just within our stratosphere, but from outside our stratosphere, girl, that's deep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I've had dreams of going to other planets. I've had dreams of going to some kind of knowledge-based center. I've had dreams where I've seen red planets out this space thing that we were in. It was a field trip. A bunch of people were with me. I mean, yeah, this has been going on my whole life. My whole life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. And so, you know, there are times of the year where the vibration is higher. And, you know, Halloween is one of those times of the year that we've created, you know, the whole process of Halloween and the lore of that Halloween all stemmed from just kind of the pagan rituals around the harvest festival. But the harvest is a powerful time of the year in terms of where we are in our space as a planet and where we are in our energy. You know, you're celebrating the harvest, what you have reaped from the hard work. So it's a fabulous time of year to sit and contemplate and work with your energy to develop and grow and make those connections. So it's something, if you're thinking about it or if you're dabbling in it, to you know, this is a good time of year to look at that. So you have done exactly what I asked you to. You gave a great story. So everybody say, good job. Well done. Well done. So Maggie, what can I do for you? Cause I'm assuming you have a question. Cause nobody ever wants to talk to me in any area of my life without getting an answer to a question. So go for it.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Okay. So my question is, right now I've completely changed my life. I've moved to a place where I know only one person, and my daughter will be coming soon with her baby and her boyfriend. But, you know, it's going to be a little bit. So I'm, like, in a relationship. He's over the road, and I'm kind of all alone.
Okay.
And I'm looking for new employment. I've turned my back on everything. And I'm starting over. So it's kind of like exciting, but at the same time, it's kind of, you know. So my question is, how is all this going to turn out? Like, I know I'm on the right track. I do know that just by the signs and by everything that the way it happened, the way it turned out, the way it just opened up to happen. And I know the timing is right. Okay. But I still have that uneasiness of unemployment, and I don't like it because I have bills, you know?
Okay. So the first thing that I'm getting for you, and I always throw cards around because everybody loves to play with angel cards, is
I have some.
You've been put here to walk the path of the mystic. That's why you were put here. You have an idea.
To walk a path?
To walk the path of the mystic.
Oh.
That's what you were put here to do. And so you have some thoughts that have been bubbling around.
Mm-hmm.
And you're being asked to lift your eyes up and look for the greater signs.
Okay.
That's what you've been put here to do, and that's what it looks like. You're in a situation where that's what there is. I keep seeing the image they're showing me is like the big field with the sky and the stars and you just there like a goddess engaging. That's what they're showing me. It's like there's no place for you to work. you are the work. So, you know, and I totally get the need to find something to subsidize so that you can feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
What they're
right.
telling me is you've got some great ideas. You've got some seeds that you haven't watered and grown. They've just been sitting there. It has to do with some writing. It has to do with some engagement around having some conversations with people. And the World Wide Web is at your disposal. So you need to start doing that work. You know, you
I do. I really, really want to help people. And I was in healthcare before, so, you know, it's not in that capacity, and I know that. But so how are you available for readings and coaching and stuff?
So my website, and I want you to make sure when we're finished, hold on. So I'm going to say this to everybody. I have a gift. I did this last night, and everybody loved it, so I'm going to do it again tonight. But you got to listen. That's my way to make you listen to the whole show. And towards the end, I will let you guys know what it is. But my website is angelthackermedium.com.
Okay.
It's my name and medium at the end. Angelthackermedium.com is where you'll find me.
Cool.
And, you know, if you have the time, you have the inclination, you want to, you know, play around the idea, I would love to talk to you about what there is for you to do. So I have two things that I do. I'm a medium, but I'm also a business coach because I live in the practical world. I worked in Silicon Valley as a marketing and finance person for many, many years. So there might be some things I can help you with in terms of finding ways to bring in some revenue in a practical way to help you ground as you're talking about the things that you need to do, because you've got an idea, girl. Like I get, so I like to use, what I'm using tonight is I'm using Dorian Virtue, bless her heart, her Archangel Oracle cards. And there's a card in this deck that I love. It's called Brilliant Idea. And it's a picture of Uriel on the back of Pegasus with a lightning bolt. And it's like, your idea is divinely guided. Please take action and bring your idea to fruition. There's something that you will want to do that's spiritual around your clairvoyance, your clairsentience, everything about you. You're like a being of light. Everything you can feel with your body, you can feel with your insides, you can hear, you've got like all of them, all the clairs, and that's very rare. But you're not clear how to use them all, and you're still trying to figure it all out.
I'm not. I am.
But you have them. Do you get that you have them all? Because not everybody has them all. Everybody has them all.
Well, no.
Most people.
I mean, I've experienced quite a bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hearing, seeing, feeling, smelling, touching. I've had it all.
So that's very rare. So you have the capabilities. You have some things going through your mind going, I could, maybe. So you have some really good ideas. But there's the harsh reality of got to pay rent, got to eat food, got to
credit cards.
Got to pay the credit cards or the credit card man talks smack. So you got
to. Yeah.
So
I want to be cutting them up.
So stay tuned to listen to the gift. And one way or the other, send me an email. My email is either angel@angelthackermedium.com and I'd love to help you out, but in the meantime, I'm going to move on. Thank you so much for sharing. You have a wonderful energy. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, my dear. Take care.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I'll listen.
All righty, ma'am. That was really cool. I loved it. I loved the story. And I think that, you know, what I want to make sure everybody understands when you think about this whole process of connecting to spirit, because that's what it comes down to, is how do you make the connection? When you lose a loved one, that loved one is with you, and it's hard because we want to touch the person, even if we look at them. And I think that, you know, for me, I went through that as well, where it's like, I want to touch my mother, and I can sense her. I communicate with her. I can feel her. And every once in a while, I'll feel her presence around me, and I'll feel the brush of her energy on my skin. And I'm like, oh man, I just want to put my arms around my mommy. And it makes us feel a certain way. It's like, how do you turn that feeling back into warmth and support versus the grieving process? That's the part of connecting the spirit that can help you. I'm going to take the next caller on the phone here. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hello.
Oh,
hi, Angel.
Hi.
I'm so glad you're back. And yesterday, I don't know what happened.
I know. I remember you had called yesterday, and we were having a conversation. Yes. And then I'm hearing something in the background, and then can you turn it down? And you drop it. I'm like, well, okay, I guess you could do that.
Oh no, never. I'm so happy you got my call. The battery just died.
Well, thank you for calling back. Do you have a story to share with us for the Halloween holiday?
Yes.
Share away.
Yes. Okay. Pretty scary and true. I was outside walking. I was last year, and something flew in front of me. And I looked in the tree, and it was you see the broom. It was a witch in the broom. And,
oh, my
gosh. And it said to me, don't look at me. And then I acted stupid, you know. Like, I didn't look, and I didn't see anything. And I walked pretty fast. So I was afraid that it might come and scratch me.
So you saw an apparition of that occurred, like a witch in a broom looking at you from across the way, you said?
Yeah, across the tree, like 15 feet from me.
And and it made you feel creepy and afraid.
Yeah, I felt like they want to scratch me or I don't know. I just feel like I had to, like, walk back, get out there. I had to get out back.
And did you feel, when you got away, did you feel like it was with you anymore? Or did you feel like you left it there?
It told me, I hope I heard it, the voice. Like in a squeaky sound, and it said, I hope you didn't see me.
Ooh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hope you didn't see me. So something was revealed and it didn't want you to look at it, and it occurred to you in that form of that scary witchy kind of demonic form. And that is, girl, that's creepy. It's really creepy.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times, energies and entities and beings, and it could be any number of things. It could have been the space that you're walking by. It could have been this energy could have been connected to it. Was it like a house of a park? What was it that you were walking by?
It was 15 feet away from where I live.
So it was just down the street from where you live. So it was, was it a house? Was it a house or was it just the street?
It was the tree near the house.
So it was the tree near the house. So it was something that was happening in the house. That's really interesting. And do you feel like you thought it? Did you feel anything after that, or did you?
After I turned around, I walked pretty fast. I got in my home. I looked at the window and I looked where the tree was, and I swear I saw like a red light and it disappeared.
And it went away. So whatever it was, it was gone. Interesting. It didn't want you to see it. I hope you didn't see me. That girl, that's creepy. That one's really creepy. And you don't feel anything. You don't feel like anything is around your home or anything like that. That was just the one time and it never happened again.
Yeah, one time. And then I put a lot of sage. So I burned a lot of sage. It looked so smoky.
Okay. Very
and,
nice.
And praise to God.
Mm-hmm. That's all there is to do. And I hope you didn't see me is something that doesn't want you to see it is something that's up to no good. And, you know, one thing I can tell you, when you have a deep belief system in your connection to the divine and you see dark energies and you engage with dark energies really are, they're like bullies. You know, a bully never really wants to get in a fight with you. He just wants you to think he wants to get in a fight with you. So a lot of times when you do, sage is brilliant. Sage is amazing. Sage is always going to be your best friend. Another thing that you can use any of the kind of holy kind of fragrances. You got your frankincense, you've got your lemongrass, all of that really great stuff works really well. Crystals are good if you like to work with crystals and just in bring in the divine energy, bring in Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael is always really great. But if you see or feel a dark energy, whether you feel like it's a true dark presence, like a demonic presence, I don't deal with demons. I deal with spirit. But if you feel that dark energy and it's not coming for you, then it was there for some other reason. It might have been after somebody else, or it might be attached to that space. And it's like, oops, I hope you don't, you better not have seen me. It wasn't about you, but you did right to get away from it. And you did right to clean your, yeah. to clear your space. So, wow, that was yeah. a good one. Oh my gosh. Where you paid the, yeah. you paid the ticket price. You told us a really great, story, a little Halloween story that was really good, and I hope that you are nice and clear in your space. Continue to sage. I'm a little concerned about the energy around that space, and something that's coming to me is that something happened to somebody there, is what it feels like, whether they were attacked or whether something a long time ago happened to somebody there. So just continue to, you know, do sage from time to time, and just keep your energy nice and light, and just be aware of that you just got like a little divot in space that has a little energy around darkness, that it's not about you, but something happened to somebody there is what I get. So
okay.
What is your question, yeah. my dear? What's your question?
Yes. Okay. So my question was the gentleman where I was not even paying attention to him, not even talking to him, and suddenly he started to have conversation with me and figuring me out. We worked together, and when we work together, he constantly needs my attention every minute or not even 5 minutes, and then he tells me, what do I think about this? And keeps looking
right,
at my
right.
eyes. So can you tell me what is I didn't know how he's figuring me out.
What's his first name?
Luis. Thank you.
Luis?
Yeah.
And what state are you from? Where are you from?
Arizona.
And your first name again, real quick.
Melissa.
Melissa, because I didn't get his name yesterday. Okay, so what Louis. I get, huh?
Oh, his name is what
Louis. So what I get is that there's a fascination, and that came up yesterday too. There's this fascination. He's a passionate individual, and he usually is drawn by passion. He usually is like, yeah, that's what's up, and he's drawn by passion. And so he has that draw, but he's also fascinated. There's something about you that's different, and it causes him to be curious, and it's distracting him. So he keeps engaging because he doesn't, it's like he's playing this game with himself, or he doesn't want to care. He doesn't want to engage with you. He, in that way, he doesn't want to use his brain. He wants to use something else. And you're captivating him. So he's trying to get to know you, but he's not used to engaging at this level. So it feels a little awkward is what I'm getting. So the question I have for you is, are you interested? Because he's going to take, you got to be patient. He's not used to, you know, the slow dance, so to speak. He's not interested. He's not used to taking the time to get to know people. He's not used to that. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
And so you have got him a little kind of screwed up, where he wants to get to know you, he wants to talk to you, he wants to see how your mind works. That's what it is. He's fascinated by you. And that's why he keeps asking about you. And that's why he's like, wants to know, and he thinks that you like him, and he's trying to figure that out. You're difficult for him to read.
Yeah.
And he's not used to that. He's used to being very easily seeing and understand. He's not used to this. So what do you want to do with it, my dear? That's the question. Is it just interesting to you, or are you wanting more from this individual? Because you get to this.
I'm going to see what else he has to say, even though he comes friend with the benefit. I'm willing to do it.
Okay. I got you. I got you. So there's nothing to be afraid of. I'm not getting that there's any anything. I don't get anything negative. I'm not getting anything for you to be concerned about. But he is a non-committal guy. He's a guy who's not used to, you know, he just kind of like goes where the fun is. And at the end of the day, that's his MO. So if you're okay with that, and I get it, girl needs to get some. I understand. And I'm not the person to judge that, because it's what you need. That's part of being human. So whatever you need to do to take care of you, just make sure you take care of you. Make sure that you are in a space where you are in integrity with what you really want, because he can flip at any minute. He might say, okay, thank you, that was great. And you might be, wait a minute, I want more. So make sure that you're in a space of reality when you're with him, and be courageous and be yourself, because it's who you are that's enticing him. It's who you are that is fascinating him. So don't try to become something else. Does that make sense? Are you with me? Hello? I think I may have lost her.
Is he going to continue staring at my eyes so deep?
Well, he's like looking in your soul, right? You guys have a connection that goes way back. It's like a past life connection, and he doesn't understand it. He's never felt this way, so he's just looking at you because he sees beyond just the surface. And so if that works for you, that's what it is. That's what it is. And so, you know, just be real with yourself and be real with him, because when he figures out what's going on and becomes himself again, he's going to do the pull back, pull forward game where I want you, I don't want you. I want you, I don't want you, because that's who he is. So if that's okay for you, which you said it's okay, then you're good to go. But he's definitely fascinated with you. Absolutely. And so,
Wow. Okay.
You like that?
Yeah. one more question. Do you see like if I want a friend with benefits, can it go that way?
Well, that's what it would be if you're in a relationship with him. That's what it is. That's his thing. It's friends with benefits. That's how he rolls right now. He's not quite, you know, looking to settle, and he kind of has a thing about himself where he believes that's who he is. So if that's what you're looking for, that's definitely what you have the opportunity to do. I'm just wanting to make sure that you are clear with yourself as you get into it. Just be very clear with yourself as you enter, because this is a game that you're not used to playing with someone like this. And so he's in, he's out. He's in, he's out. So you have to kind of be the same. Okay?
Yes.
All righty. Well, I'm glad you called back, Melissa.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Take care. Have a good time. Thank you for sharing your story. That's awesome. And Helen, keep listening so you can get that free gift, okay?
Yes, definitely. I'm good. I want we'll see who wins. We'll
go for it. All righty, my friend. You take care. All righty. Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Really cool. So I want to make sure I put it out there for everybody who's listening to me, is I'm a little different from most people. I'm very frank and very straightforward to the point. But I also believe God put us here because he wants us to enjoy ourselves. You know, whatever it is that you're going to do to take care of yourself and to have a good time, it's not for me to judge. I just want to make sure that you are taking care of yourself. You're like in integrity and all that kind of stuff. So I'll give you some feedback like that, but it's not my business what you do. It's your business what you do. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we do need a release. Sometimes it's great. You know, sometimes you need to feel the warmth and the touch and the weight of another human being with you. If you've been alone for a long time and God wants you to have social interaction, and God wants you to have love. Love is a good thing. So having the need to feel someone is not a bad thing. Having a need to feel and be with someone is a human thing. So don't be afraid to satisfy your needs, just make sure you take care of yourself. I'm going to take the next caller. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I on the call with today?
Oh, hi. This is Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Where are you calling from?
New York, Brooklyn.
New York, New York. Oh, my God, it's late. New York, New York. So do you have a fun Halloween story to share with us tonight?
No, I don't have any.
That's all right. I'm going to let you slide because the last two were really great. So I've got a little Halloween juice from the last two stories, especially the scary witch story. That was a really good one. So what can I help you with tonight, Katie?
Well, I want help with my love life.
Love.
Yes. So I'm really open to attracting love, and I'm open to two types of relationships.
Okay.
So I would love to get married and have kids and be with a great guy. So I want to bring that in. But I'm also open to a kind of like a friend with benefits kind of relationship.
Oh, my goodness. Just ask you and Melissa together with this friend with benefits. Okay.
I call it a sponsor friend. I call it a sponsor friend.
Okay. All right.
And, you know, same thing. And yeah. So I'm open to that. And I'm just wondering what my guides may have around that, or because I want to, I guess, call these relationships in.
Okay, great. I actually am glad you asked that question. So first, let me clarify, you know, that what, as I said before, I picked you up on the call that, you know, sometimes you do need that. And as you work with the divine, and I tell my clients this, you know, you get to ask the divine for support. God is here to support us and give us anything we want. And they'll say, be careful what you wish for, right? You can have anything you want. He's not going to deny you. Just make sure you know what you want, make it clear what you want. And he wants you to be happy, and he wants you to feel love. Mm-hmm. He wants you to feel passion. And that's what he wants, that companionship. That's the promise that he gave to us, that we would have companionship. So the first thing that I tell people to do when they want to bring love into their life is be very clear with what it is that you want in total. So as I hinted earlier, I have some gifts for you guys. So listen to the whole show. Mm-hmm. You guys have some free gifts at the end, and one of them has to do with this topic. You know, you have to know what you want. You have to love yourself unconditionally. So be very clear. And when I say clear, I mean absolutely clear. Write it out. I tell the story where I manifest it. Write it out, all of it, what it looks like, what it tastes like, what it smells like, what everything, in all the details that you want. Write it out so that you have, and put it in your sacred space. Everyone who wants to drive love into their life or bring it into their life should have like a sacred little altar, a love altar, where they have kind of things, and you should have it there so that you can engage with it, that this is my love that I'm bringing in. And then the second thing that you want to do is make sure you've released everything that is standing in your way of doing that. I'm talking about anger with past relationships, guilt, all the stuff that has to do with the past. You got to let it go. So once you've forgiven and released all that stuff, and you have decided, this is what I want, this is what I want to have, this is what I want to bring in, then you want to speak it, or you want to present it, or you want to, however that works for you, ask for it. And how you can connect to spirit and do that is, whoever it is that was your best friend in spirit, or the past, perhaps loved one, someone who was there that you feel their energy, ask for their help. Because here's the thing about a spirit posse, and that's what I call it. Everybody around you is your posse. Just like you have your friends, your spirit posse has their friends too. And they're going to connect to their peers and influence that person. Okay, it's time. She's ready. Come on down. and they'll help to enlighten this person. You guys will wake up one day, you'll be at Starbucks at the same time, you'll bump into each other, and there you are. So that's how your spirit connection can help you, whether it's your guides or the ascendant masters, mm-hmm. or your loved ones. Ask for their help by name. Have you gone through the process to know who your guides are? Have you had anybody sit down with you and take you through that, or have you done it yourself?
I've heard different things about my guides, but I do communicate with my spirit guides. I communicate with the universe every day. You know, I tell the universe to bring me this and bring me that. I do that.
I got it. Beautiful. So what I'm going to ask for you to do is, mm-hmm. Katie, I'm going to ask for you, and the next time you sit down and connect, is mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you to ask for the name. It's like, with intent, I'm going to bring real love, gushy, mm-hmm. yummy, juicy, sexy love into my life. So somebody that's going to stand with me, support me, be my partner in my dream, all the wonderful, juicy things that you want to say. And the mm-hmm. guide that's going to help me with this, the guide or the loved one that's going to help me with this, present yourself. Who is here to help me with that? And then sit in silence.
Mm-hmm.
And whose name do you hear? And okay, that's the person that's going to help you with that. So I feel like it's really close. I feel like it will come really fast, because I had a couple of names come in my head when I asked that with you. But I'd like for mm-hmm. you to go, you know, take some, do it since you already do a connective process, mm-hmm. to sit in silence mm-hmm. and contemplation and do it so that it's real. But ask for that person to reveal themselves. And when that person reveals themselves and you get that name, that's mm-hmm. who I want you to engage with in your process.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to go outside and mingle and different things like that. And I have met a guy about a week ago.
Well, who's
and,
Michael? Do you know anybody named Michael?
No.
Okay.
No.
So Michael is coming up in your space. I keep getting Michael over and over and over again.
Maybe it's Guardian Angel Michael. I don't know. Michael.
Archangel Michael is real and solid and a phenomenal ally to have. But this is a human energy.
Oh, no. I haven't met a Michael yet. But I had met a guy, and I wasn't I usually go out like with the intention on meeting someone. One of my guy friends had just invited me out to go eat, and we wound up going somewhere else. And I was like, I had a sweatsuit. I didn't have a weave on.
Oh, like, girl, I understand it.
You know, and I was like, and I met him, and I was like, wow, I wasn't really expecting even to meet anybody. Like, I'm dressed down. And he was like, no, you look beautiful or whatever. So I met him. And he could be like a friend. I would probably have him in the friend zone. Not like that, like a lover friend, like that kind of friend, which is fine. But I'm open, like I said, I'm open to two types of relationships.
Okay. So go ahead and make sure you do the process. Make sure you go through that process that I outlined to you so that you can ground yourself, set yourself up, ask for assistance. You're doing the right things by getting outside.
Mm-hmm.
You're not seeing the person because you're not, your eyes, it's like your eyes are not fully open. And I don't mean physically, because this is a special person that's coming to you. This is not just, you know, a thing. It's time. You're opening your life up. It's time. So this person is a deep connection. So you have to, like, your whole soul kind of has to be open so that you guys can see each other. And so you need that help, but you can manifest this. He's definitely there, and he's definitely ready. It's time. It's like, you can feel it. It's time. It's like, it's happening, but where is it?
You know what? No, you know what? I had met this guy like back in July, and I really liked him. I thought he really likes me. Like, we had a really good connection. But I've come to find out, like, I guess he has like a best friend, and I dated the best friend like 10 years ago. And I guess the best friend told him something bad about me, and then he started acting funny with me. And it just, like, shattered me because I thought we really liked each other. But I'm kind of over that now.
Yeah, I keep getting that. You need somebody that's going to stand powerfully with you that can't be swayed by, you know, that was a reveal for you. Okay, so be okay with that. As they say, you dodged a bullet on that one. So don't feel anything about that.
Yeah, I'm not even looking back. I'm not thinking about it. Yeah. Well, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Try to take me.
Do that and let me know how it goes. But hang out and get your free gifts at the end of the show because there is something there for you that's going to be helpful in this whole process, I believe. But I would love to hear from you, see how things are going because I have a feeling that your holiday season is going to be very joyous for you. I think you'll be connected.
Oh,
I think there's going to be a connection. You're going to be you and Melissa and your friends with benefits.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Oh, they ain't nothing wrong with that. All right, take care. All right.
Nothing.
All righty. Bye bye. I love it. I love all the beautiful energy. I love all the fun energy I have. I believe that life is too short to be too serious. So I appreciate you guys appreciating my sense of humor. So God bless everybody here. Let me take the next caller. Thank you for holding. Who am I speaking to? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Can you hear me? I'm doing great. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. Okay. This is my first time on your show.
Oh, first time. Well, thank you. First time caller. Welcome to the show. Who am I speaking to?
You are speaking with Lisa. I'm calling from New York City.
Another New Yorker. Woo, New York. Woo. Okay. So, Lisa, do you have a Halloween story for us, a ghost story, anything like that, that experience that you've had?
Let's see here. The only thing I remember for Halloween, I remember one time, the last time I went was actually when I was a kid. I went a few times. I grew up in the suburbs. But I remember one time we went to this lady's house, and she just gave us all just a whole bunch of candy, just extra candy because so many people were not coming to her door. So she gave us basically all the candy that she had.
That's the only thing
that I can remember about Halloween.
That's it? So nobody went to nobody went to her door, so you guys got all the goodies. You guys got the loot all to yourselves.
Yeah, all the goodies, basically. Yeah. I remember that she gave out, she had so much candy.
Oh, gosh. I want some candy now. Well, that's really cool. That's a fun story. No ghosts, but that was still fun. So what can I do for you? What question can I help you with tonight?
Yeah, so I'm just like thinking about getting another part-time job. Just wanted to see how that's looking.
So you want another part-time job. You have a job now, and you just want to
enhance. Yeah, I have a full-time job now, yeah. Well, I'm actually going to be start looking for a new job starting in January.
Okay.
Time to start looking. Yeah, but I wanted I'm just looking for a part-time job. Holidays are coming.
I got you. So what I'm getting is, as I look at it, so the answer is yes. If you want to get a part-time job, you can definitely do that. However, they're warning you that you got to be very, very, cut yourself some slack. Don't work too hard. This is a time you've got some rest and recovery time coming up, and you got some healing and some releasing. So don't work too hard. I keep hearing that. They keep saying, take care of yourself. Don't work too hard. So you do have a shift that you're kind of going to be going through. You do have a process where you're going to be absolutely changing jobs going into January, February, because you're trying to make some changes in your life. So you don't want to overwork yourself. So as you look at this part-time job, there's 24 hours in the day. Okay, you want to get some sleep and you want to have some fun. So you don't want to just work, 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 okay? So
you're
that's what
right,
I got for
okay.
you. so that's what I got
so
for
right.
you. That's what I got
oh,
for you.
I'm
so it look, yeah, so it looks like the answer is look to seasonal work. That'll put some discipline around not working too hard because there's a lot of seasonal work coming up. So look for seasonal work so that you can have some, because you're just trying to have some extra stuff for the holidays. And so, you know, take advantage of the holiday season for seasonal work. And that way you won't overcommit yourself. That's the feedback I have.
All right. You said it best. I'm taking the advice.
Okay, my dear. Take care and happy Halloween.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Oh my goodness, so cool. I'm kind of liking the image of the kids showing up and getting all the candy. That's so cool. And we're almost done, so hang in there. If I don't reach out to you, if I can't get to you, because there's a lot of callers tonight, if I can't get to you, don't worry, because I've got something for you, because you got to come, you got to listen towards the end of the show. So don't hang up, keep enjoying the show. I'm going to take the next caller. This is Angel. Who's listening? Who am I talking to?
Hi, my name's Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you tonight?
Fine, thank you. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. How you doing over there in Pennsylvania?
Oh, okay. I don't have any Halloween stories.
No Halloween stories? That's okay. That's okay. What can I do for you?
I did do that little thing you said about your spirit guides to lay there, and I did that, and the name Paul popped in.
Okay.
My head.
Paul.
I just wanted to let you know that. I don't know.
So this is what I get, Paul. It's not just Paul. It's Paul the Apostle. And that's who your spirit guide is. So that's what I was just told. So you should spend some time with that, because that's pretty powerful.
Oh, okay.
There. So take that.
okay, thank you. The question I want to ask you, do you feel any energy around me, someone, you know, that, you know, still living for like a committed relationship.
Okay. Let's see here. So you're looking for, you're wanting to know if there's someone coming into your life that is coming in for the long commitment of relationship. You don't have anybody now. You're looking if somebody's coming in. Is that correct?
Right. I do kind of have somebody, but we'll just go with that right now.
Okay. Cool. Let me look at that. And so the first thing I'm doing is I'm kind of looking at, oh man, that is really cool. So what I'm getting is that you are extremely intuitive. And the reason why you said it the way you said it is like, you're not feeling that this person that you're with is like the long haul. And you're being told to trust your intuition. Trust your intuition,
right?
because you know, you can feel it, and you don't want to engage with it like it is, because it's energy that you're putting into that's not coming back to you in the same way. So, you know, it's good, and it's always great to it's like a muscle, you know, work your muscles so that you can know what it's like to be in that great relationship, but don't compromise what you need because it's not quite what you want. You got to search for what you need. And Archangel Michael is definitely kind of around you in this process of healing, because there's some healing. Because you need to feel safe. It's like you need like I keep seeing this image like a Roman guard. You need like some strength, and there's things that you need in a partner that you're not getting. And so part of it is healing and releasing and judgment. There's some judgment that needs to be released as well. So you have a little healing work to do. Once you complete the healing work, and the healing work is really interesting because healing work can take 15 minutes if you're open to healing. So this isn't about you got 10 more years, girl, and you're going to be fine. No, this is literally about minutes, hours, weeks, days, however long it that you take to release everything that you feel that is standing in your way, that's getting in the way of this. And for you, it's healing. It's not about letting go. It's about healing. Does that make sense?
Kind of, yes. I was in a relationship with somebody for a long time, and we broke up for 3 years, and he went off to be a truck driver now. Well, he's back, and I just had dinner with him last night and everything, and he wants to, do everything right and stay with me and keep the mountain house, to make a long story short, and to do everything right. And I really want that too. And I just don't want to get disappointed. So I was just asking if, you feel that with him.
He wants it, and he's not a horrible person, not a bad person. You're just a little more evolved than he is. And so it's a compromise. So Donna, it's not a horrible situation. It's just, it is a compromise because he's not the total package that you're looking for. And you can't change people.
Right.
You can't change him, and it's not fair to ask him to change, right? Just like it's not fair for him to ask you to change. It's who he is. So, my what I'm getting for you is, very strongly, like, just slow, take it slow, and let him reveal. He's the one that has to catch up to you. It's like you guys are going down a path and you're walking briskly, and he's running to catch up with you. Don't slow down for him. Continue the way you're going.
Right.
He'll either catch up with you or he won't. But one thing you need... So remember the movie Waiting to Exhale, you need to exhale. Okay. So it's okay to go to dinner and, it's okay. But just know what you want, be real with what you want, and don't compromise. Okay.
Right. Do you see anybody like that? Anyone else around me that.
Absolutely. So the answer to that question is absolutely, and that's why the guidance for you is the healing, so that you can open up and bring the person into you, okay? Because you're almost finished with this evolution. You're almost finished with this opening. And so just finish the healing, and this person will come to you. So one of the gifts, I can talk about the gifts now. So what I'm going to do right now, Donna, and I thank you for calling. I'm gonna put you back on hold so I can tell everybody about the gifts. And the gifts that I want you to think about is this Love Yourself tool that I'm going to share with you guys. And that's going to be something that's going to help you a lot. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, okay. Hold on, all right? Okay, everybody. All right. So here's the gift part. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much for sharing. I'm sorry there's about 15 people left online. Please do not hang up, because I got something for everyone. So the first thing I'm going to say to you is go to my website, angelthackermedium.com. It's also on the page of the New Age Guild, if you can't remember that, but angelthackermedium.com. The little box is going to come up and invite you to join my mailing list. I have two things for you. I have a Connecting to Spirit prayer process, but I also have an excerpt from my Manifest Big Love program, and it's what I call the Love Yourself tool. It's a free workshop. It's usually about $99 to get this segment. So it's going to be free, and it's going to take you through a process of creating a space of love for yourself that's going to open you up to bring love into your life. For those of you who are looking to bring love in your life, this is critical. And it could be just love, an energy of love, or it could be that yummy, yummy love. But the big part after that, you'll get this and you're going to get an email from me. Everybody that's listening right now, a free 3-card reading from me in your email. So please go to my website, join the mailing list, get your two free tools, and then you're going to get a 3-card reading where I'm going to answer any question for you through an angel card reading. And that's my special gift for you. So I want everybody here, go to my website. It's all set up. It's going to take me about 48 hours to get through everyone, so be patient. And that should answer the questions for those waiting, and that should give you a little bit more detail that you can get into for those that got through. Everyone, this was so much fun. Thank you. I'm so happy to be back. God bless you. Have a fabulous Halloween, and ciao, ciao, ciao.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you new age of practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.